This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joe, real quick, can I ask you a question? Did you say high of 80 today? 80? Man, I'm glad I got a T-shirt on under this hoodie. A caller yesterday said the future is now, Jeremy Kahn. Do you think there's added pressure on the Ravens to win now?
Yeah, because of, at least in my opinion, because of what's happened last year and that the narrative that's been built that Lamar can't win in the postseason for whatever reason. And I'm talking about the reason that that narrative comes up, because that's what everybody talks about all the time. It's like, oh, you did this. We've seen the coaching staff fail. You brought it up yesterday about John Harbaugh's contract.
Mm-hmm.
You've got decisions to make. And I don't think there's people saying that get rid of John Harbaugh right now. But if this season goes awry after what you had, what you did last year, I think there's going to be some questions about that. I still think he ends up here, but yeah, I think you have one of the best teams. We were talking last week. They had the best team in football, and then they lose to the Browns, which surprised everyone. And now here you are going, okay, what kind of team are we? Because the defense looks awful, and the offense looks otherworldly. So yeah. What are you going to do? I think there is inherent pressure because you paid your quarterback, you drafted the right one, you've got a really good team, and you haven't got there yet. It's been... Until you, I don't know if it was you or Ed said it the other day, it's been almost 15 years. I mean, you're talking about 14 years or 13 years, whatever you want to call it. Like,
when is the shine of that going to go away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Jeff Fisher. Of course, Jeff Fisher didn't win one. He got to one. But after a while, you had to stop saying, hey, Jeff Fisher got the Titans to the Super Bowl.
And by the way, like, the team last year was so much better than the team that won the Super Bowl. Like, ridiculously
so much
better.
Yes.
Because that team that won the Super Bowl, and this isn't me bashing them or anything, they had no business being in the Super Bowl, but they got hot at the right time, which is, it can happen at any moment. And that's why Flacco's going to live in, you know, with Baltimore lore forever. Everybody's going to be talking about
should.
Him.
I mean, he got hot at the right time. He brought us a ring.
He's elite.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you think there's added pressure on this team?
100%. Yeah. Yeah, because this team, you can't be quite, quote, in it every year and, you know, a Super Bowl favorite every year. And not go before people say, well, this isn't good enough. Because how many years now in a row have they been in the conversation? This year, you know, until this last weekend, people were touting them as the best team in the NFL. You know, last year, they were the best team in the NFL. My mind, no doubt my mind last year. And still lost to the Chiefs. So, yeah, I think the pressure is going to be they can't win the postseason. Like, you don't think Aaron Judge is listening to this stuff now?
Yeah.
That he can't hit in the postseason? Same thing with the Ravens. They have to win the postseason now.
You know, you look at last year's standings and how these teams finished. You know, Miami 11-6 last year with the playoffs, Cleveland 11-6 with the playoffs, those Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think the Houston Texans went to the playoffs 10-7. I don't think those teams have pressure on them to get to the Super Bowl.
They don't.
Because they haven't been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens have been a consistent, well, a healthy Lamar, been a consistent playoff contender and one of the best teams in the AFC. On top of that, last year they got to the AFC Championship, a home game, and they had the best record in the National Football League. they've had the best record twice in the NFL with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback. I think those things add to the pressure of them winning the Super Bowl. Because they've been, as Jeremy said, a model of consistency in the regular season. Now it's time to get all the way.
Well, more than that, they've actually won a couple of Super Bowls, which a lot of teams haven't won. Teams haven't won any. And three of those teams you just mentioned have never been. There's no pressure on the Browns. With the Lions, you mentioned, but the Lions have never been to a Super Bowl, the Browns or the Texans. So I think because of that, people just don't really think about it, honestly.
Well, they're not there yet. So, like, if the Lions fail this year, fail next year,
yeah, then there'll be pressure regardless of that. Because I don't think the pressure, the two Super Bowls for the Ravens, I don't think that has anything to do with the pressure of these guys. These guys weren't on that team.
It's all new.
With the exception of Justin Tucker.
But this obviously.
I think the pressure on these guys is what Jeremy just alluded to. They've been there before. You know, I mean, they've been to the AFC Championship game. They fought they can't get out of the divisional round. They conquered that.
But the problem I see, and it's been under Harbaugh in the postseason, they find ways to lose.
Yes.
You forget you should be running the football. You don't use your timeouts correctly. Clock management has been awful. You're challenging plays that you shouldn't be challenging for whatever reason. And again, I'm not saying all that falls on Harbaugh, but when you're head coach, that's what's going to happen after the games. People are going to bring it up. But
ultimately, it does fall on Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, we go back to last year, and again, I don't want to bring this up over and over again, but that team was special, and you dropped the ball against an inferior Kansas City team. And yes, Kansas City went on to win the Super Bowl. But you look at the matchups, you were far and away better than that team, and they beat you. So this is why this is going to keep building until you get there and win it.
Well, you didn't say bad Kansas City team. You said inferior, and I agree with that. The best two teams in the NFL last year, number one in the regular season, in my opinion, going to the playoffs, the Ravens and the Chiefs. The Ravens, because they just had the superior roster. The Chiefs, because they had Mahomes and the experience. Those are the best two teams. I felt whoever won that AFC Championship game was going to win the Super Bowl. Now, Kansas City needed overtime to do it, which tells you that they, you know, again, not what they've been in years past, but that experience is what did it for them.
Any 49ers fans out there? Because you guys are finding, like, you need to win a Super Bowl.
They All find ways to lose in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I know that the Chiefs have gotten you a couple times, but you go back, the Ravens got you. I do think that was holding, but oh well.
That was holding all the way.
I still talk to
that
fans.
That was a horrible call.
That wasn't a hold. I was like, what are you watching?
That was a horrible no call. Yes, it was. I'm glad for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was bad.
Yeah. I mean, you can be honest with yourself. You know, you can look at it and say, man, did we get lucky there?
That's what I said. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. What's up, Joe?
Oh, man, I love listening to you guys talk, man. But anyway,
thank you.
Me and my boys, we always talk, and they always bringing up how close we were to actually losing the Super Bowl. And every time I think about that, I think about, there was some blunders in that game after that. After the lights went out, and if you saw what was going on with the other team versus our team, it makes almost sense. If you think about, just go back and look at how we almost lost the Super Bowl after having a surmountable lead, man. And I think about that all the time. So we were lucky. We were lucky to get to the Super Bowl with the Mile High Miracle, and we were lucky to win it. So please stop calling Harbaugh a Hall of Fame coach.
He is a Hall of Fame coach, Joe. He's a Hall of Fame coach, Joe. Let's not. First of all, if a team almost wins the Super Bowl, they lost the Super Bowl. If a team almost loses the Super Bowl, they won the Super Bowl. I don't subscribe to that, Ed, that almost stuff. You know what I mean?
No,
I don't subscribe to that. They almost lost the Super Bowl, which means they raised the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
He's got a lot of playoff wins. He's got a Super Bowl win. They're consistently good. I mean, you can't deny how good he is.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Think when talking to Joe, like, I think both things can be true. His resume, he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach, whether you like it or not. You don't have to think he's a good coach now. Both those things can be true, but he's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Damn, he had 350. Oh, hello. What's going on with y'all? Look, I'm over here chatting Deontay Johnson stats. Look, I'm happy about that, though. But look, see, that's a sign, man. We got Raven fans all worried, talking about, what about the defense? Man, you can't tell me EDC ain't cooking right now. Somebody coming. I don't know who it is. I pray to God it's Max Crosby. I don't care what the Raiders said. Max Crosby, Javion Clowney, bring him back. Zadarius Smith, whoever. We need somebody. And also, the question is, who we going to get that safety, man? That's still the question.
Hey, hold on for a second, Trippy. Joe, give us the cap space again.
$3.9
million. $3.9
million,
Trippy.
So they're going to have to restructure somebody or have whoever they're trading with coming in has a low contract, or the other
the team picking up some of
them.
Yeah. With the slack.
3.9.
That's why, like, I don't know how anybody complains about the Deontay Johnson trade. Like, you literally got a better player at wide receiver than what your third receiver is. A guy that creates separation on his own, which is impressive enough. And on top of it, you didn't give up anything.
Jeremy Carnes, Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, our man on the street. Cordell Woodland will weigh in on the Deontay Johnson trade. Also, I'm really going to get out of his skin. I'm going to ask him about that that miracle in D.C. the other day. You know he's loving that. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our jack of all trades. He is the man, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Hey, we're going to get into the Ravens. We have to, but I've not had a chance to talk to you since it happened. How did your emotion, the roller coaster of emotions that you went through in the final minute of that game, seeing the Bears score and ultimately your Commanders go downfield a couple of yards and ultimately the Hail Mary, or the Hail Maryland, as they're calling it right now. How were the roller coaster of emotions for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was insane, honestly. I thought the game was over, you know, and I was disappointed, honestly. That shows you kind of where I am as a fan now with this team, where I've been so accustomed to expecting losses, and now, you know, they're seconds away from a loss, and I thought that would have been a really bad loss considering how that game had went, and I thought the Commanders were the better team, but bad day offensively. That's kind of been the thing that's been glossed over with them winning. It wasn't a good day offensively, very good defensive game, but the Bears get in the end zone, and they got there because of a garbage defensive pass interference by Benjamin St. Juice, who's just been bad all year. But to see Terry get that yardage that they needed, and, I mean, Jaden, that play really just adds to his magical season that he's having right now. I probably got a noise complaint once that Hail Mary actually got caught in the end zone. I mean, I went crazy. I was like a six-year-old kid in this house. So it's been a long time since I can remember myself being that happy about a Washington win.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm not going to, this is, you know, we're going to talk Ravens, but your guy, that kid can throw, man. I mean, he drops him in a basket from 60 yards away. You got your quarterback. So what do you think about this Deontay Johnson pickup?
I mean, look, I like the trade. I mean, you almost have to do that trade, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at what the Ravens gave up to get him and the fact that Carolina's taking care of the bulk of his salary. He's on a one-year deal, and the Ravens will get that comp pick if he does go somewhere else. And I think signs over, what, $5 or $6 million, which is pretty much a guarantee at that position. So, I mean, it's a deal you almost have to do, right? If you're the Ravens, it bolsters your wide receiver room, definitely upgrades that talent, allows them to probably spread the field a little more than they have to this point, put more of receivers on the field. And Deontay, you know, he is a big time. I've always loved Deontay Johnson as a slot receiver. He has such sharp cuts and breaks in his route. When he's on, he can be a target machine. I don't know if he'll see those types of targets the way that he used to in Pittsburgh. And that's kind of my question with him is, you know, can he be a Ravens wide receiver? Can he make the sacrifices that are needed to be a Ravens wide receiver, which includes blocking, which includes games where you may not see the ball a whole lot. But I just hope that they're not done because it doesn't address any of their immediate needs, which are obviously on the defensive side of the ball.
So, Cordell, as we look at the way the team's assembled, what do you think they need to put them over the top, and can they get that before Tuesday?
I think they need somebody that they can trust as a pass rusher to win on money downs, to win in money situations, third downs, fourth downs, fourth quarters. I mean, they just need somebody that can get to the quarterback when they need to. I mean, how many times did we see them send these all-out blitzes on Sunday on the back end of the game, and nobody can get home? I mean, nobody can get there. They're trying, and their sack numbers aren't bad as a whole on the season. But I think situationally, they can't get to the quarterback right now. So they just need somebody that can go out there and just win one-on-one on the line and get to the passer. In terms of who that is, I know everybody's been asking for Max Crosby. I mean, I'm not even looking at him at this point. I mean, the owner's already said that that's not happening, and I just don't see the Ravens paying whatever price tag that may be. I think that there is a pass rusher out there. I'm trying to think of one that's on the edge. I'd also like safety. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I still think the Honey Badger would be good at the safety position as well. So as long as it's a defensive guy, and even if it's a corner, I don't think corner is a pressing need, but I wouldn't be upset at corner.
There he is, Cordell Woodland. Thanks a lot, Cordell. When we hear you back on air?
You never know. You never know. I'm kind of just waiting on the call, and I know we got a lot going on. The Yankees extended that series last night, so once the World Series ends, I'm sure the schedule will clear up, but I'll still be out at the Castle checking in on the Ravens every day.
I'm thanks, putting in a call a telling to end this nonsense. We don't need that World Series anymore.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 410-583-1057 is the number. The Yankees did extend that series last night. We saw the play that happened with Mookie Betts with two guys in right field battling him for the baseball. But those guys said they were told that they would be returning tonight.
Unreal.
I think there's a possibility that security told those guys whatever they had to tell them
to get
them out of the stadium. I do.
They have to.
Yeah, you can't fight with, no, you're not coming back tomorrow. Then you're fighting.
You know, the other part of this, too, and I know it's been brought up, but I don't know if people fully understand, just going back to Deontay Johnson, when he walks in the offseason, they get a comp pick for him, too.
Yeah.
So you're technically getting back more than you even gave up.
It's almost a wash, yeah.
Like,
back what you gave up, essentially.
What are the Panthers doing?
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, you're getting that back, what you gave up, and then you're getting a six-round pick from
yes.
them, too.
Yeah.
They made out with this trade. Whether you like Deontay Johnson or not, this is an unbelievable trade that has to have everybody in the league talking. Like, did nobody call Carolina?
410-583-1057 is the number. Wanda in Randallstown wants to talk about a situation that took place at Yankee Stadium last night. What's up, Wanda?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I want to know what the commissioner's take on this is. Isn't it an MLB rule? You can't assess assault battery. You grab that man's hand in the commission of his job. So what's the commissioner's take on this? And I'll hang up.
Same as yours, actually. I think they should be barred from the stadium. This wasn't just fan interference. I mean, people reach into the field to play and try to catch, you know, a ball and, you know, in foul territory.
This was intentional.
This was intentional, but it was lingering. I mean, you had one guy grab his left arm, the Capobianco has got him by the other arm and prying his glove open. It was essentially a robbery. It was like, you can't have this. You can't. And hanging Mookie up on the wall like that, he could have gotten hurt. His forearms are on the wall as you're holding it. It just...
And what I mean by intentional, we've seen fan interference to me is I'm looking at the ball.
Yeah,
so I don't see the outfield. Yeah. I reach out, and we cross one another. They saw Mookie take the baseball and then try to go in his glove to grab it. That's
he makes a statement beforehand telling you that's his intent.
He says
we patrol this wall. Yeah,
you know, he said if that ever happens, this is what we're going to do.
They've discussed it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's premeditated. You name it, everything. And so if they let these guys back in the stadium tonight, I think Major League Baseball ought to step in.
Unacceptable. Outrageous.
Yep.
Is that new attorney commercial? It's like Johnny Cochran imitator. It's hilarious.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Connors, the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Oh, man, did I get one on the chin last night, man. They beat me up pretty good.
Something left in your chin?
No. There's nothing left. What a night. Like, you're watching some of these games and you see the way that the games go. I'll talk about it. NBA was unkind to me last night. College football, everything went sideways. So I had one prop play that hit. That's where I can hang my hat, but we'll talk about the awful night and give you the plays for tonight when we come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
A minute 10 to go. Timer is down to 5. Doncic can't find any space. 3 seconds. 2. Deep one. Doncic!
Oh my gosh.
Bingo! Luka Doncic!
That guy's not of this planet, man. I'm telling you, every time you watch him, that's courtesy of TNT. Luka, they were worried, wasn't going to play the second half. Because he busted up his knee in the first half, and you could see him testing it out at halftime. Mm-hmm. He's jumping up and down, doing slides, and he looks at him, he's like, I'm good to go. And just comes out, and this is a team that's playing on a back-to-back against a team that's fresh. Anthony Edwards, if you guys missed it, I think he scored 23 points in the first quarter. He did not miss.
Did he really?
They built a 12-point lead at halftime. And then the Dallas Mavericks said, nah, we don't need that. And it came back and won the game. Now, the third quarter is what really did them in, but it was back and forth. That was my favorite play yesterday to go along with the Kings and Jazz over. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, was that frustrating because the Jazz couldn't score. Lauri Markkanen gets hurt. He's their best option to score on offense. And so it went way under the total. I like the Nuggets and Nets under. It went to overtime. They scored damn near 300 points in the game, so it didn't go under. All these things wrong. Warriors won last night, wasn't on that game. The one thing that I hit is I had Domantas Sabonis over points and rebounds. He smashed that as he had a phenomenal game last night. NHL, I was better. I keep hitting the NHL, and now I got the collar on the NBA for the first time this year. That sucks. So, again, not a good night for me, but this is what we do. We come back the next day, and that's what makes this a little bit easier is that you can come back the next day and hopefully do a better job. The NFL has not been kind to me this year, and nobody wants to come on and admit that, especially when you have your own business. It's been really I've been successful in the NHL. College football has been good. Baseball was really good during baseball season. Playoffs, not so much. But now we get college basketball coming up, and I can't wait. I just can't wait to get something else to put my eyes on other than the same routine, because I don't like betting the NFL right now. Like, I'd rather, and I might even do it this week, where I come up with more prop plays than actual sides and totals.
I think, as you say, it's drunk. It's crazy this year.
Nothing makes sense. And again, I'm not telling people, like, hey, I'm losing, so it doesn't make sense. There's no way to handicap this stuff with what's going on. People that are telling you, hey, I won this, you had no idea they were going to score 3 touchdowns in the last 6 minutes of the game with something goofy happening. You had no idea a team was going to collapse at halftime and couldn't figure it out. Or that, hey, you get a goofy pass interference call and it set a team up or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of nonsense happening. Whether it's good teams going on the road and constantly beating all the bad teams, which most people say that's what's supposed to happen. Well, Vegas's numbers aren't supposed to let you do that. So, just been a crazy year in the NFL. I'll run through these plays so everybody can get in on the action. This is what I like so far tonight. In the NHL, I like the Islanders -150 on the road. I like Utah -120 at home. And I like New Jersey over Vancouver -100. We were just talking about the Devils yesterday. I think they go on the road and pick up a big win here. And this is how I talk about anytime I see a game that's a virtual pick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 75 to 80% of the public on one side. I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
Almost every single time that I see that. Because public's been right a lot in the NFL this year, especially the last 3 weeks. But I just don't see it happening in the other sports consistently. Those are my plays in the NHL. In the Major League Baseball game, I like the Dodgers and Yankees to go under 8. I really want to bet the Dodgers, but I don't necessarily disagree with what Rob said, that this could go back to L.A.
Yeah.
More commercials, more this, more that. And I'm not saying it's set up that way, but everything's worked for Major League Baseball this year. They got exactly what they wanted in the World Series with all this star power. Just a little upset that it started out 3-0, now 3-1. But I like the under tonight. NCAA, we got 2 games. Only thing I know is Kennesaw State won last week. They're worse than about 7 Division II teams. And now they're 24-point underdogs to Western Kentucky, who's good. It's a big number. I don't like laying big numbers ever. I'm going to Western Kentucky. There's more money coming in on Western Kentucky. I don't care. Kennesaw State is so bad, I can't believe what happened to Liberty last week.
Man, Liberty is in a big game itself because they have Jacksonville State tonight. Did your son play? No, I'm joking. Yeah. Jacksonville State 3-0 in the Conference USA. Liberty 3-1. Western Kentucky 3-0. Liberty needs to win bad.
Yeah. And by the way, the thing that I like, and this is one of my favorite plays tonight, it's juicy. It's at over. Weeknight 63.5 point total. Ooh, buddy, I love it. Watch these guys run up and down the field, put up points. Watch it go over the total in the last 3 minutes of the game when you make you sweat just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, get the damn touchdown, especially in junk time.
Jacksonville State has a kid, Tyler Huff, a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You can sling it.
Yeah, both these teams can score. Question is, can you get stops when you need it? That's why there's a 63.5 point total.
Yeah.
In the NBA, I like Toronto and Chicago to go over the 233.5. Again, I've talked about this. The Bulls play at the fastest pace in the league. RJ Barrett's back for the Raptors. Scotty Barnes is virtually a walking triple-double on any given night. He fills up the stat sheet. I'm not telling you he gets 10-10-10 every night, but he's one of those guys who's like, oh, he got 18 points. He had 13 rebounds and 7 assists. It happens all the time with him. Solid player on a really bad team right now. Love Memphis in the blowout over the Nets. Nets going to overtime on a back-to-back. Now they got to face this Memphis team who's good. And I expect Ja Morant to play tonight and running up and down the floor over and over again. Like the Cavs to beat the Lakers, -4.5. If you haven't been watching the Cavs, if they stay healthy, they're going to put up a fight. Donovan Mitchell is a go-to guy. If you're watching the evolution of Evan Mobley, he's turning into one of the best power forward slash centers in the league. He was locking down some of the best players on the other team. Blocked so many shots, rebound. He does everything, and now he's hitting more threes, which he becomes a problem. I think he's a lot. I'm not saying he's Anthony Davis. I think he's a lot like him. And maybe the store, you know, like you go to the store and you get Dr. Thunder instead of Dr. Pepper. That's what I think. And that's disrespectful to Mobley. But Anthony Davis, when healthy, could be the best player in the league. When healthy. But I do like the Cavs a lot tonight. I mean, you start looking at the NBA games. There's more games tonight. I'm going to have more plays later as I was scrolling through this. A lot of teams in action tonight. And I know, I just want a fair warning. Atlanta-Washington went off the charts the other night, right? Atlanta scoring all these points. It was crazy. Right. They had a shorter bench. They play again tonight in D.C., and I think a lot of people are going to go back to that game figuring the same exact thing's going to happen that happened in a previous game. Just be careful. I'm not telling you not to bet the over. I'm not telling you not to bet Atlanta. I think I'm staying away from this game.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's interesting. And the other thing is, it's not the time yet, but wait for when the Pacers start to click and you see that first game where they drop a 130.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's coming. They're just, Tyrese Halliburton's looked like trash to start the week. He had a good game his last game. And I think it's coming, but everybody wanted to go right back to the overs in the Pacers game, and it really hasn't panned out the way you thought. But it's going to happen. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, I do think Toronto and Charlotte is interesting at 223.5 to possibly go over. Did not make it an official play. I may later on, but there you go. My favorite plays, by the way, the Cavs, the Grizzlies, the Bulls over, Liberty over, and I would go, honestly, with New Jersey. I really like them a lot tonight in the NHL.
There you go. There you go. You're comparing players. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have girls players, you typically compare them to other female players.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, you remember the guy Zach Randolph?
Yeah.
I have a kid on my team, a lefty, Ayana Tab. She's Zach Randolph reincarnated. Moves, everything. Like when you think you got a pin, she'll create a shot by going up under your arm and banging. When I'm watching her, it's Zach Randolph, man. Even lefty.
Zach Randolph had a moment with a kid, I believe, with Down syndrome when he was walking into the locker room and he patted him on the back. This is my favorite thing about Zach Randolph because he has a mean mug face all the time.
Not this.
But when he smiled, it lit up the room because he saw this kid.
Yeah.
And like, there's a bunch of those guys that look like they're the meanest guys in the world, but then when you meet them, you're like, oh my God, he's a good dude.
I think he was highly, highly underrated.
Yep.
I loved watching him play because he had a counter move for every defensive move you had. Oh, let me make a move. Oh, you stop that move? Counter move. He just always working. This kid, Ayanetab, is Zach Randolph reincarnated, man. She's just coming off of a ACL injury. She tore ACL the year before I got there. Mistreated. Was out still all of last year. So that she was essentially out almost two full years.
Oh, so she's dying to get out
there. Yeah, I got it with my buddy Josh Lamont, and he rehabbed her.
Big dummy. Oh, sorry. I don't know Josh.
Josh Lamont rehabbed her and got her after a year, over almost 2 years, he got her back, whipped her back in shape in 4 months.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. It's almost 2 years for ACL in 2024.
Wow.
Well, 2023, essentially, last year. That just don't happen.
Do you know when we can start betting on high school games?
Now.
Oh. Anyone?
The opinions of Jeremy Kahn does not necessarily reflect the views of Rob Long.
You got to put
Coach
Rob
Long. That's right. Every time you talk about high school betting, don't know what you're talking about. There are no lines. We don't put out lines. Unreal. Show has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
They interfered. They tried to steal a ball from a player's glove.
Could have hurt him, actually.
And again, I know that like people are going, come on, but you could have. And that's ridiculous.
No, seriously, you could have. The guy's off his feet, and you'd be bending his wrist and holding him up there.
And then the other guy's pulling his
foot. Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah.
And guys are high-fiving. Hey, what's good? That's great, man.
Did you see
and you can see them high-fiving at any, you know, sports bar this weekend.
Yeah. Hey! You see what I did?
I was telling you the worst thing would be the Yankees come back and then everybody gives these guys credit for... Go ahead, Rob.
Give me that again. Give me that again. Hey! You see what I did? up here, up top!
I can't stand people like that. I can't.
What do those people eat at the bars?
Mozzarella sticks.
That's another round of mozzarella sticks.
What's wrong with mozzarella sticks?
The point is, that's all they eat.
And that's what
you can see. There's nothing wrong with mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, when you can tell what people eat by looking at them, it's bad.
He said, that's all they eat.
Yeah. The sideways, his baseball cap a little skewed.
You mean he's not going, give me the gabagool.
No.
He's that guy. He peaked like in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. I was hoping he was over there saving it because I couldn't see him to make contact going, are you getting this? Ooh, what is that?
Mozzarella sticks!
For everybody.
And the damn Yankees come back and win.
Was it Tom Gamboa?
That may have been who it was at
Tom
first base.
Gamboa. He suffered permanent hearing loss.
Idiots. Really? In
his right ear.
White trash.
What?
Hey! Hey! And that's the encore from the day. I think we're still asleep when we get into work. That's why most of our encores come from the first block. I think we're broadcasting sleep.
My favorite thing on this show is when we get a clip and it's isolated.
It'll last forever.
And then, in a couple of years, you're like, man, when did that start? Oh, yeah, this is how it happened. And I've said my favorite clip that we run is the edits. Ah, it's in my ass. Every time Joe plays it, I lose it.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed?
Well, bad enough the guy in the Mookie Betts incident, you know, was a New Yorker. His last name didn't have to be Capobianco, though. So I get hit twice here. But what I really want to talk about is all the bad, we talk about bad organizations and classless organizations. And I got to give the tip of the cap to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They played the Predators on Monday night. And now you know the captain is now, Steven Stamkos is now with the Preds. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't come to a contract agreement It was very public and very contentious. And Stamkos, he grew up with them. He started at 18 with the Lightning. He's there 16 years with that team. He's the all-time leader in games played, goals, points. He's the highest-scoring player who's born in the 90s in the NHL. He's only third behind Ovi and Crosby among active players in points in the league. Goals, actually. And he's a premier player. He came back to Tampa for the game. They had a two-minute video tribute. People were crying. It was really awesome. John Cooper, the coach, was great. Tears running down his face. Stamkos is all welled up. They did a really beautiful job with that, and it is well-deserved.
Good stuff. A couple of national days today. Today is National Publicist Day, so if you're a publicist, it's your day. Today is also, I hate this corn. It never goes away. It comes back every time this year. This time of year, candy corn.
I like candy corn.
There's National Candy Corn Day. I hate candy
corn. Do you like candy corn, Ed?
Yeah.
It's funny when you talk to certain people that just like despise it. It's like Peeps at Easter. Like, there's not much in between.
I love Peeps.
It's just, people hate them.
What does candy corn taste like?
Candy corn.
Sugar.
Yeah.
I love sugar.
It's just sugar.
And food coloring. It's even better.
That's it.
That's all it is.
No, man. Yeah, I want some flavor. What does it taste like? Sweet?
Yeah,
no.
You know what I try to do? I try to eat the white part.
For why?
And then I eat the orange.
Yeah.
They all taste the same.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Like when I used to think the green M&Ms tasted different. And you're like, no, they don't.
It's all. Some birthdays of sports today also. Former Major League Baseball player Jim Perry celebrating a birthday today. He's 89. Phil Chenier turned 74 today. Former baseball player Danny Tartable turned 62 today. Also, Mark Portugal also turned 62 today. Ian Snell, 43 today. Trent Edwards turns 41 today. And Marcus Mariota turns 31 today. Two people share a birthday. Quinn Snyder and Ty Detmer, both born today. Ed, who's older? Quinn Snyder.
Ty Detmer.
Jeremy?
Detmer.
Ty Detmer turns 57 today. Quinn Snyder turns 58.
Why do people listen to me?
Today.
and
he played for the Baltimore Giants and the Baltimore, Eli Giants, Negro League, great Baltimorean as well. Leon Day would have celebrated a birthday today. Great baseball guy, Baltimorean as well. What you got over there?
I'm going to finish with a dirty joke, but how many beans should you put in a pot of chili? Actually, it's like, why should you put 240 or 239 beans in a pot of chili?
Why?
Because just one more will make it too farty.
Why do you have an Irish accent for chili?
Because it's too farty. It just sounds better. My wife asked
too farty.
My wife asked me yesterday, have you seen the dog bowl? And I said, no, I didn't even know he could.
I was going to say, who's in it?
Yeah.
Is it Maryland playing it this year?
Someone asked me if I could name a country with no R, and I said, no way. Norway.
Right. We got it. Don't explain it.
I still remember the last thing my dad said before he kicked the bucket. He said, Sonny, watch me. How far you think I can kick this bucket? All right, these last few are really good. I'm a farmer, and I keep getting headaches after harvesting my crop. The doctor says it's migraines. Why are graveyards so noisy?
People dying to get in?
Because of all the coughing. Ed'll love this one. Having sex with a blind woman, and she says, you have the biggest penis she's ever had. And I said, lady, you're pulling my leg. Last one for you. This is the dirty one. So my wife falls into a coma, and I go to the doctor and trying to figure out what we can do and get her out. And he says, look, I've got this really weird thing that we can get done. It's worked in other situations to wake people up from their coma. You need to have oral sex with your wife. I'll do it the Norm MacDonald way. By God, oral sex with my wife. Come on, man. So as soon as I walk into the room, not more than 2 minutes later, I'm screaming for the doctor. Doc! She's choking!
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.